Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word Power Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, Darren and I are talking about the joy it is to be on KLTT and how much we love those of you who listen to the show. We get a call from Teresa, who is praising God for the healing of her son, Brandon, her 14-year-old son who had been suffering from the debilitating symptoms of asthma for over 4 years. When he attended a Darren in Denver meeting, Darren came against a spirit of fear in Brandon's life, and from that moment on, Brandon has had no symptoms. Hallelujah. God wants you to live in peace and joy and health and not in fear. So cast all your care on him because he really does love and care about you. Now let's join the program.
Praise Jesus. We're ready to go for another year. We've contracted for another year with the station here, KLT, and we're looking forward to this year. It's going to be a fun time. They brought in a card, and I think these guys that signed the card, they must have gone to medical school, because I only read about three signatures. A very nice card. It says, "You deserve a round of applause, and we appreciate this card from the station so much."
Lord.
And we're looking forward to being here to bless and sometimes torment their lives for another
Oh, they're great people to work with. Oh, really appreciate them so much.
We appreciate so much John Hayes, our engineer, and Mike Treem.
Mike Treem.
Who keeps us on the track.
Thank you, Mike.
First of all, we got a telephone call coming in here from Teresa. Teresa, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you two?
Appreciate the fact that we finally hooked up with you.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, nice to hear you guys.
How long have I been tormenting you to call me?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. It's been at least a month, as far as I can remember.
At least a month.
Boy, I don't know. When he gets on a project, I mean, you might as well give in and do it and get it over with.
Well, we have...
through the boss, too, to make sure I could take this time.
Wonderful. Can you hear us okay?
I sure can.
Okay, I need you to make sure you speak right into your telephone there.
Oh, okay. Is that better?
That's a lot better.
Okay, super.
I'll just bring our audience up to speed here. Teresa is the... are you office manager?
Yes, I am.
Mother Superior?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yep. That whip.
For Dr. J at Eastlake Veterinary Clinic. And, Dr. J is a very, very special friend of ours, a wonderful vet, and walked in one day to the clinic there, and Teresa's son was there. And I didn't know who your boy was, but this very charming young man was there, and he said, "I clean the kennels." And but he said, "I have asthma." I said, "Why do you have asthma?" And so that kind of kicked off the conversation. But how long had your boy had asthma before we came in?
I think it has been going off and on now for at least 3 to 4 years.
Really?
And it gets real bad for him during the springtime and the summer months.
I see.
Where he would get up in the morning and for a good 3 to 4 hours would just be miserable. He couldn't breathe. Once we got him over that in the morning, if he went outside and tried to enjoy any activities that would happen to be around any kind of weeds or grass, excuse me, he would come back in again and not be able to breathe and would have to go for the inhaler.
Now, how old is your boy?
He's 14 now.
He's 14.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the day we walked in, do you mind if I just go ahead and tell the story, Teresa?
No, not at all.
I met your son because everybody was in the back working with dogs and cats, and so your boy was out there in the waiting room, and he just said, "You know, I'm here. I clean the kennels, and I work around the clinic here." And he said, "I have asthma." So I got to talking to him and found out that he really needed some prayer for that. So I asked him, in fact, the Lord started telling me, Teresa, that he was afraid of something. I asked him, "You know, what are you afraid of? What's going on?" He says, "Well, I don't want to go to school." And I guess when I met him was the week that school started, wasn't it?
I think it was the week before, so he had a lot of anxiety.
A lot of anxiety. And he was telling me the kids at school were beating up on him, tearing up his schoolwork and that kind of stuff, and he just didn't want to go to school. So the Lord told me it was just in fear, and if we get rid of the fear, the asthma would leave. So we walked back by the kennels, and right in front of the cages there where the dogs are and the cats, prayed for your boy.
Right.
And why don't you tell what happened after that?
Well, it was incredible. Darren and Barb did some special healing for my son that day.
Has he ever been healed before?
No, never in that way, ever. Darren and Barbara were generous enough and incredible people that they gave my son some scriptures to read over and some thoughts to keep in his head. And Brandon did those faithfully. Went home that day and did them faithfully, and then Darren
That's
and Barb
great.
Got him a little Bible and sent him some other tapes and cards in the mail. And I, incredibly enough, the very next morning when Brandon woke up, he came flying downstairs and had to stand in front of me and breathe.
Oh,
with his nose that it was clear for the first time, and I don't know how long, he could actually stand there in the morning and breathe and was not miserable. He could eat breakfast and taste it.
Oh.
And he has not had a relapse ever since.
He God
continues to have faith, go to school and endure. He is doing better there, too, because somebody's given him that hand and that leg up. And we keep our face turned to Jesus Christ every day, and we thank you both very much for what you've done.
Well, I'll tell you, you've got a special kid.
Yes, praise God.
He is a wonderful young man.
Praise
I'll tell you,
the Lord.
When
That's...
I talked to him, he was so receptive, and I said, you know, we'd like to pray for you. And I told him, you know, the problem and the cause of the asthma was fear, and it wasn't the pollens and all that stuff. And
right.
I'll tell you, when that spirit of fear took off that day, right there in front of the dog cages, I just could see your boy healed. And it's so much fun when you find somebody that's just a willing recipient to let Jesus do what he wants to do.
Right. Well, and it's nice to have someone, you know, when you have gone through some of the things that Brennan and I have gone through in the previous, and he is my only son. When you have someone a lot of times from the outside come in and give you a different angle and bring in some new fresh light, it's incredible
Good.
What it can do.
Good. What have you gone through there, Mom?
Well, besides losing Brandon's father, we lost his father when Brandon was a year and a half, and we've struggled as a single parent. And then I was recently, 2 years ago, diagnosed with breast cancer and went through the surgeries and the chemotherapy. And Brandon and I kept the strongest of faith all the way through that, and that's why I'm still here today. I knew
Good.
That he was not going to let this devastate me or take my life away.
I know that too, Teresa.
Yeah.
I know God is going to really do some redemption there for you. The devil tried to steal from you and from your boy too, but, you know, I believe God's going to turn everything around there for you and bring marvelous healing to you physically as well as to your boy.
Right. I believe that. You know, we're in a bliss state right now, which is marvelous from all the things that we've gone through, and we look at where we are now today. The wonderful people that I work with here at Eastlake, I could not have asked for a better employer and a better place to be where I can actually keep Christ in my life 24 hours a day now in a public and open way.
You guys have Christian music playing there in the clinic, don't you?
24 hours a day, it does not go off.
The dogs and cats are blessed.
Yes,
and the
they
animals,
are.
Yes.
And it keeps the dogs and the cats very calm. You know, people can feel the spirit when they walk through these
you
doors.
You sure can.
They can feel it.
You know, I would attest to that. You really can. I was in there this past week, and I feel that when I walk in the clinic. It's just a sense of peace and confidence, and that things are under control, and it's different than a lot of the vet places I've been in, you know, where the dogs were kind of going crazy. I've never seen that in your clinic there.
No, I think that with the spirit and keeping Christ here as much as we do, it really helps out tremendously.
Well, I think that's wonderful. You know, when we prayed away that spirit of fear from Brandon, you know, the Lord just moved in there when we just took a little bit of faith and went after that thing. And you know, I guess I would just, while I've got you on the phone, encourage other parents to don't buy all the way into this allergy thing, this asthma thing. You know,
Amen.
God can heal you.
Right.
And you saw that there as a mom, and it went so easy, and it's permanent. Isn't that good?
It is.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What other changes do you see in your boy's attitude?
Well, he just has, you know, I still think there's a little bit of fear there factor with some of the kids, but I think as everyone knows, sometimes school can be some, you know, pretty traumatic
for anybody.
It is.
Pretty vicious.
It is.
But Brandon knows now that with Jesus Christ on his side, he can walk through anything, and he can be untouched. You can touch him physically, but you can't touch him spiritually.
You know, does he ever have a day off during the week from school?
Every now and then. And for example, he's home this today, and I tried to get him awake, but he had a friend spend the night last night, bless their heart, and they stayed up late, and I can't even get him to answer the phone this morning.
Well, I tell you, the next time he has a day off, I'd like for him to call me, and I'd like to just check up on him, see how he's doing.
I would love to. We'll do that, Darren.
Okay, really, that'd be great.
We want to thank both of you very much for what you've done, and we enjoy listening to your show.
Well, thank you. Well, I'll tell you, the one you need to give credit for is Jesus. He's the one that did it.
And I know you are. I know you are giving him credit.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, Teresa, I appreciate you calling in. Anything else you'd like to say to other parents with kids with problems?
I just think if they turn to the right avenues and look up above and ask the right questions, it'll be answered.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that. We'll tell Dr. Tracy hi for us.
I will do that.
And we appreciate you guys there.
Okay, and you guys have a marvelous weekend. We love you both.
Well, thank you. We love you. And tell Brendan I believe in him, but I can help him with any. If he's going through any fear there, I can help him, and I want to give him some new scriptures also.
Okay. Well, so far, the fear is gone except for Mom when his room's not clean.
That's good. That's good.
Well, knowing you, Teresa, I'd be afraid too. Okay. God bless.
Well, I'm supposed to relay a message. The whole staff here sends their love to all of you down there.
Well, thank you.
We love you.
Thank you. You got a special group there.
We do.
All right.
Thank
God bless.
You. All right. You
Thanks
too.
For calling in.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
What a great report.
Oh, yeah, it's a great report. Folks, I hope you're listening there. You don't have to put up with that asthma and the allergy stuff. You let Jesus Christ take care of it. And, you know, if you find out the root cause, and many times, Barbara, that's a root cause of fear or frustration or anger or unforgiveness or whatever, and you get rid of that, and you just be amazed how those ear, nose, and throat problems go away.
Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of those miracles happen in class, even over the last couple of years. People that come and say, no, they aren't suffering from asthma like they did before, and there is no reason except God has touched
the
their
fear
lives.
Took off.
That's right.
Right.
That's
exactly.
right. They
get
haven't changed,
the
changed anything in their environment. They haven't done anything like that,
right.
but it's gone. So praise the Lord. We know that fear is behind a lot of stuff that's going on that the devil wants to keep us
Amen.
From
well,
having
that's
victory.
His, that's his main deal,
oh,
you know, to bring
is.
Fear on us.
Main door open, yes.
Well, is Francis on the line here?
Yes, I am.
You're the guy that thought I was in sanctified witchcraft, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgive you.
And, no, what turned me around is the Lord just basically had to collapse my circumstances and put me in the same room for about, 3 to 6 months with nothing but a real powerful study Bible. And I study out of the International Inductive, by the way. And what I found out from this method of study that I was being taught from this book was to trace out some of the patterns of recurring symbols that kept showing up in various passages. Like I started out tracing out all of the occurrences of the various names of God, and about the time I got to Joshua 1:8-9. I found something really amazing was that every time God shows up, he says, the first thing out of his mouth, basically, is do not be afraid.
You mean when he manifested himself in the natural?
Exactly.
Right.
And then he'll make a specific comment on the circumstances and how he will bring you through them.
That's a great observation. Great observation. You know, he also said that through the angels. When the angels appeared to Mary, they appeared to the shepherds, you know, whatever, they said, don't be afraid. You're right on. It's one of the first things that they said.
Yeah. And then I discovered that the whole book was structured as an elegant legal case that God keeps having to do even more than people were grumbling and complaining about, so that's when I really started to get the revelation about, you say when curses go, blessings flow.
Right.
And
that's true.
And I've actually been able to track the characteristics of what is a blessing and what is a curse, and where are the thou shalt and where are the thou shalt not. And it's funny because every time God tells you not to do something, you're not doing a something, you're doing a nothing, or you're taking away from something that God is trying to create.
It's good. Keep going.
You're still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
or trying to teach you. Yes.
I just wanted to let that sink in for a while. But the thing is, I think Mike Wernke said it best. He said, I used to think of the Bible as a book of do's and don'ts, but what I found out since I've been reading it is that there's a whole lot more do's in the book than there are don'ts, and if you spend time doing the do's, you ain't going to have time to do the don'ts.
Right.
That's great.
Good. Francis, if we get into relationship and we get into union with God, not just in contact with Him, and find out, in fact, I look at the Spirit like the air that goes around the world. When we're in contact with the Spirit of God, we can't measure it, we can't quantify it, we can't do all of those things, and we realize that we're breathing in air, and I'm not being psychic or New Age when I say this, but just by example, here we have a small measure of air in our lungs, a greater measure of air around our the outside of our bodies, and yet this air is in contact with all the air of the whole world. And without getting off over into the ecological things about whether it's polluted or not, the Holy Spirit is so big and so great.
Yeah.
And when we get in contact with Him, in sense of union with Him, then we're on our way, and the rules and regulations somehow fall away because there's relationship.
Yeah, one of the first things, or one of the latest things that God has been dealing with me about is this hyper-intellectualism where I'm wanting to understand and figure out and quantify everything. And there got to be a point where I was praying into my journals and I just basically heard in my spirit, stop going after it because I'm not going to tell you. I just heard, I think it was Andrew Womack this morning saying, God is not going to tell you why.
No, that wasn't
why
Andrew.
Why is not the right question to ask?
Yeah, that wasn't Andrew Womack. That was John Stocker.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, John Stocker.
Praise God for John Stocker. He preached a great one this morning, didn't he?
Yes, sure did.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great one. You know, when you started saying that, I immediately thought about what Pastor John said there about, stop questioning the whys. You lay down the whys and let God be God.
Unless you're questioning
message.
Within yourself, your own motivations, why are you doing
right.
this? But apart from that, you don't ask God and continue to ask Him. You trust
Amen.
Him. You trust God.
So you're coming to some peace with your relationship with the Lord?
Yes, I am.
I hear it in your voice.
Yes. And it's been it's been quite a while. I mean, I've literally been with the Lord for 20 years, and it's only been about the last two that He's been working this mm-hmm. out. But that's because I had so many curses over me to begin with
right.
that I was simply surrounded by them.
Did we get that set of tapes to you on the curses?
No, I don't believe so, and I don't have a power pack either.
Well, we'll send them to you. How'd
okay.
that be?
Okay. Sometimes I think everybody has a power pack, and so I don't.
Yeah, we'll send one to
I
you.
I sure will.
Well, what can we pray for today, Francis?
Oh, let's
yeah,
see.
And by the way, let's clear up one thing. You don't think we're into sanctified witchcraft anymore, do you?
No, I do not, sir.
Okay. All right.
Besides, that was only you, Darren. That wasn't me.
Yeah. You know, I talked to an engineer friend of mine. In fact, Dave Smith, he put our website together, and I talked to him on the phone yesterday, and he said, man, I never heard that term, sanctified witchcraft, before. So I'm to see Dave.
I had a close acquaintance of mine who was actually a practicing male witch, and we used to debate these things, because the so-called great commandment of witchcraft is do as thou wilt, harm none. And I used to tell him, well, that makes me a better witch than you, because I have a definition for harm none, where you keep it out in, you know, out in the ozone somewhere.
They actually say harm none?
Supposedly, or the or the white witches do, rather.
The white witches, yes. Yes.
Let me ask you this. How close were you to this person?
I was close for quite a while.
Did you spend a lot of time with him?
What?
Did you spend a lot of time with him?
Yeah.
Was he at your place?
No.
Okay.
No, I was at his.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever cleansed yourself from that contact?
Yes, I have.
Good. Wonderful. Okay, that's important. You know, a lot of people don't realize that even intellectually you can sort some thoughts and have some conversations, maybe debates and arguments. But you get next to that stuff, you really need to cleanse yourself so that defilement doesn't hang on to you and bring destruction into your life. It's like an infection, you know, a contagious, infectious disease that goes around, and we need to have the blood of Jesus cleanse us. So I'm glad to hear that, Francis.
Yeah, well, I sanctified myself from
good.
That.
Well, listen, can we pray for you? We got to get out of here and get some other things done here, but how would that be?
Okay, let's start with praying for the salvation of my family.
Okay.
There's a lot of really critical stuff going on
there.
Have
you got scripture to stand on there?
Oh, not specifically.
Okay,
I don't.
I'm going to give you one, and then I'd like to pray a prayer the Lord gave me in the night. And I'm also going to take you to a scripture in John chapter 16. And this will be good for everybody if you're struggling with, let's see here. I think it's John 16. If you're talking about the curses, you're talking about a family situation where you really want to see things change. I've switched Bibles here, so I can't find it. But it's a story about Lazarus, and Jesus said, you're going to see the glory of God. And what he was saying is, right after that, he said, Father, I know you hear me when I pray. And then he prayed, and Lazarus came back to life. And the reason he did is the glory of God was manifested on the earth that day. The glory of God was evidenced on the earth.
It's John 11.
John 11.
39
thanks,
and 40.
I've got it right here in front of me. Thank
see?
You.
God, the Holy Spirit did that
yeah,
for
he
you.
He did that. Okay. John 11, 39. Remove the stone. Martha, the sister of the deceased, said to him, Lord, by this time there will be a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you, if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Then he went on, and so they removed the stone. Jesus raised his eyes and said, and here's one of the great ways of God. Father, I thank thee that thou heardest me, and I knew that thou heardest me always. But because of the people standing around, I said it, that they may believe that thou didst send me. Now what he was saying is he's deity here, and he has the power over death. But he was also saying to the people, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. Well, the shepherds were met by the angels when they announced Jesus coming, and the glory shone round about them. And I tell you, this study of the glory of God is so powerful with me today. And I want to pray by his glory and his authority and his anointing to break the yoke and the bondage over your relatives, to see them come to Jesus, as it says in Acts 16:31, you and your household will be saved. How does that sound?
Okay, that's the one I was looking for, Acts 16:31.
Right. Yes, right. Good.
Then I love, write this down, Francis, Deuteronomy 7:9. And it says, know this, that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenants with those who love him to a thousandth generation. Now, I didn't quote that exactly, but I like the first part of that verse. Know this, that the Lord your God, he is God. And you could put an exclamation part mark at the end of that, because it's so powerful. And then I'd also suggest you look up Exodus 15:11. It talks about God being God, awesome in praises, working wonders. So I'm ready to pray if you are.
Amen.
Is your family here in Denver?
No, they're not.
Okay.
They're scattered on both coasts. I got some in California, some in New York.
Are you the only believer in Jesus?
As far as I know, my grandparents are cultural Christians. My mother is a Unitarian who works for a Catholic church, so she figures it's all showmanship.
Okay. She thinks it's all bells and whistles, huh?
Yeah, she's an accompanist.
Well, let's pray. Father God, we pray by the glory, the power of the glory, Lord God, that's in our hearts and in our mouth, because you're in us. You reside in us. Our bodies are your temple. Now, Father, I just thank you in the powerful name of Jesus, by the glory of God, by the anointing of God, that we see the bondages, the veils, the blind spots, the smoke screens being taken away, yes, from Francis' family. And, Lord, we call this whole family into the gospel of Jesus Christ. We call them to become believers. And, Lord, we come against designs of witchcraft. We come against blasphemy. We come against mockery. We come against the curse of the generations. Yes, Lord, we come against unbelief, fear and doubt, anger, hatred, bitterness, jealousy, all of those things, Father God, that torment this family. And, Father God, we pray and ask right now that the spirit of salvation, the spirit of grace, will go to this family and will bring them, yes, Father God, by the power of your glory and your anointing, to know Jesus and to repent and to recognize their sins and confess their sins. Lord, we thank you for that. In your powerful name, in your powerful name, we call this whole family, every generation of this family, to Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray right now, especially for Francis' mother. Lord, may they be a spirit-filled Catholic, minister to her as she plays in that Catholic church. And I thank you that you can do that, Father. We're asking you to do that. And we send your glory and your power to bring her to Jesus Christ, to take the veil off of her eyes, take away the critical spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
Amen.
Now, Francis, while I was praying that for your family, I was seeing that for a lot of families out there that are not yet born again.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, they're coming.
Well, my clan is absolutely huge. I mean, we have whole walls full of people I don't even know. And it's all at the family seat in California.
Well, let me tell you this. That's not too big for God.
So.
Remember this. When he spoke to Abraham, he said, I'm going to give you descendants like the sands of the sea.
Oh, so, yes.
All right. Well, keep us posted, brother.
All right.
You'll be hearing from us.
By the way, I'd like an update on Xavier when you can get it.
Okay, we'll do that.
Sure.
We'll do that. It's going to be good.
Okay.
We talked to his mom the other day. It's going to be good.
All right.
Francis, Xavier, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in